you know, use the opportunity to make people better, because I know that, you know, certain tools that I have that I can pass off to other people to get them to an elite level as well, especially young guys. And, you know, just like with a dog, the earlier you get to them, the more useful it's going to be. So, and that's what they are. They dogs coming in here, they're real raw and got a lot of talent, but maybe haven't been coached up at, like, you know, like NFL level yet. So, and, you know, I'm in the NFL, so I feel like I might as well get them to the point that they can be, to maximize that.
What did Jordy pass off to you?
I mean, Jordy is the biggest epitome of a pro that you can think of. I mean, you see what he's done in the Green Bay community, let alone just for the football team. I mean, I feel like that's secondary. So he shows you how to do it. Shows you how to work, shows you how to watch film, and, you know, just all the small things that elevate you from being a good player to a great player. So you, if you watch how he moves and you just kind of sit back without even having him, you know, literally lace you with words, you can kind of see the way he does it. And it's easy to go out there and mimic it and imply it into the way you go about your way.
Do you find yourself with some of these young guys saying some of the things that Jordy was telling you a couple years ago?
Oh, 100%. I feel like an old man sometimes. I say some of this stuff and I'm like, oh, I need to stop. I'm not year 12 yet. But, I mean, at the same time, when you're the second oldest guy in the room, they look to you for that type of stuff. So, you know, it's not a problem at all for me to step up.
With that approach, how different is it having conversation with, like, Geronimo versus a J-Mon, like a brand new person versus someone who's been here?
I mean, it's a little bit different just because G-Mo's been on the field. He's seen some NFL, you know, so it's not as much small things I have to nitpick on. And G-Mo is one of the biggest students of the game in his locker room. And he attacks it. I mean, you talk about a pro, he's on his way to be just like, you know, the Jordys in terms of how he carries himself. So he's the most attentive dude, doesn't say much, but he's observing all the time. He's watching everything, and he picks up on things real well. So not a dude that you got to tell things to him twice. So it makes it easy to work with him. Whereas J-Mon, I mean, he's just kind of like an empty vessel right now, ready to, you know, just get as much information as he can. So I'm just constantly pouring out, just so, you know, just bring in as much as you can, and then we'll revisit things later on down the road if we have to.
Have all the new guys kind of come to you and ask you a bunch of questions?
Oh yeah, and that's a great thing. It shows that they're attentive and that they want to get better. So it makes me feel good, and I know it makes Coach Rye feel good.
You mentioned Randall being the oldest guy in the room eighth year, but he's only 27 years old.
Yeah.
People think of him maybe as older than he is.
Yeah.
How much do you think he's still got left?
He's got a lot left. I mean, he's an incredible athlete. He's still got the burners, and he has a lot to offer for the young guys as well. So, I mean, you go out there, you watch how he gets down on the field, and he's consistent. Always, I mean, one of the hardest working guys in the games and in practice and things like that. So it makes it easy for the young guys to pick up off stuff like that too.
So he's a young 27. Huh?
He's a young 27, definitely is. You think about him when you come in. When I came in, I looked at him like he was like 10 years in. And it's funny because when G-Mo came in, he said the same thing about me. He felt like I was an old guy. And I'm like, I still don't feel like an old guy now, like, you know. So now when they come in, I kind of, you know, I let them know I'm right there with you. I'm not, you know, I'm not that old just yet. We're going to get there.
Devontae, you've got this mix of established guys, young guys, tall guys.
Yeah.
What's going to determine who, you know how this offense works, how decisions are made. What's going to determine who gets a lot of snaps in this position?
Capitalizing on opportunities. A lot of game time stuff. It's going to be how quickly people pick up on stuff and really how you do in preseason. That's going to be a big the game time stuff is what I feel like they get really good assessments on it in preseason.
A lot of people are looking at G-Mo for this offseason because of the opportunity that he has. What do you think he is with his development right now? How far have you seen him come in the couple years you've seen him?
He's come a long way, but at the same time, you don't want to say that like he was, you know, down here at first, because he's had the same mentality and he's been really the same guy the whole time. He's not going to talk a lot, but when you ask him something, he'll give you all the answers, and he knows the answers. And it's never like, you know, hey, G-Mo, what do you think about that? And then he just can't give you anything. So he's been real consistent throughout, and he just got to keep that going.
Leapfrogging a six-foot referee, is that a game technique? Or
I don't even remember doing it, man. Y'all keep saying that. I don't even know that if I really did that. But, I mean, that's just to show people. They see me standing on the sideline. I don't want them getting scared, so. If I'm jumping over people, you know things are going to be okay.
Did you do that in college? Like, when did that start? Because I know Rob said he did with Zola last
year. I don't know. I don't know when the first time I jumped over a person was. I just
I'm still waiting for the first time now.
Well, well, I can.
Your kids, what? How old? You could probably get over
5 months. Yeah.
five, I think start there. Start with the 5 month old and then build up to the 6 foot after that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry, David, if you were asked this earlier, but how did you find out about Dory's release and what was your first reaction? What were your first reaction to it?
Well, I talked to him, and yeah, I mean, my reaction was real shocked. I didn't expect that at all, but the way he was going about it was in a cool way, and I think he just kind of just took it on the chin and said, hey, I'm going to look for my next opportunity after that, and then asked me, hey, so what's up with Cali?
Yeah.
And I said, what? He was like, yeah, I might be going down to Oakland to check it out. So we ended up meeting up when he came out there, and he's actually one of, like, a pretty close neighbor to my house in California now.
Really?
So, yeah.
So you did get to hear from him?
Yeah, I talked to him, yeah.
I think you weren't here yet when Joe Flynn was here the first time. I'm just wondering, from a guy who didn't play for him already, because the guys that did play for him all rave about him, what kind of impression did he make on you, and what do you think?
I'm real excited. He's a guy who is not only is real, he's kind of militant about the way he goes about it. So it kind of it makes you kind of sit up straight when he walks around, because you know. But he cares a lot about you as a person as well. He's asking me how my leg's doing, and how's my day and how's my weekend, stuff like that. When a lot of coaches may not care about stuff like that, you can tell he genuinely wants to get to learn people. And And he's always on time with stuff, so it makes you make sure you sharp about everything you go about. So I feel like it's really easy to, or it's really good for rookies first coming in, getting a kind of dose of that type of coaching.
Yeah.